Hello, and welcome to the Cassandra Lyons Inspirational Podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Lyons, and it is my greatest pleasure to share with you inspirational and high vibrational content that will allow you to connect deeper within, to fully trust your inner knowing, and live the life that lights you up and that you love with greater ease, joy, and fun. And so it is. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this week's inspirational episode. This particular episode, we're going to focus on how to trust your knowing. And what I mean by this is, in a nutshell, we all have an inner being. These words that I use might be different for one person or another. You may relate that to your spirit or your soul. It might be your connection to Jesus or God or Buddha or nature. So however it best reflects your understanding of this information, just take this information and kind of translate it into what makes sense for you. Because really, we all speak a different language, no matter who we are, and I mean spiritual language. Even if we have similar interests, similar focus, similar beliefs, there's still this sense of awareness that each one of us has that is going to be personal, that is going to be in your own heart, in your own understanding and awareness, just kind of looking back into the last episode talking about perspectives. So we each have our own perspective and awareness on spiritual beliefs and understanding. So we're going to be diving in a little bit to this today and looking into how you really can trust your knowing and what does your knowing even sound like. And so what I want you to do is just take a moment, close your eyes, put your hands on your heart, just get into this space and this moment, reconnect back into your breath. Let's take a nice deep breath in and let it out, really landing here in this moment. Let's do another beautiful healing breath in and let it out, allowing your thoughts, any energy that you feel that you've scattered out into the universe, just allowing that energy to come back into your present moment. And let's do another healing breath in, and on the exhale, let go of anything that is no longer serving you. You don't have to consciously know what that is right in this moment, but if maybe there's something that's been on your mind and you're ready to just let it go, just let the breath carry it out into the universe to be healed and released. So let's take a nice healing breath in and let it out. So welcome here to this present moment, into your body. And first of all, I just want to say that this is one thing. Reconnecting to your breath is one way that you can connect back to your own inner knowing. And so again, your inner knowing is this, the thinking in terms of that you are an extension of whatever you believe in. So like I said, be that Jesus or God or Buddha, nature, Allah, energy, source energy, whatever that is. Imagine that you are like, well, let's just do, I'm going to go into this metaphor at another time, or maybe I'll talk about it today. We'll see based on time and if it makes sense to do so. But for now, I just want to give you this image. I want you to imagine a sun, the sun, and the sun is whatever you believe you are an extension of. So like I said, whatever spiritual connection that you have, that you feel is what you most resonate with. So in the middle of that sun, you can put God or Jesus, again, Buddha, whatever it is for you, put that in the center of the sun. And now I want you to imagine that each one of us is a ray of sunshine. So imagine that you are an extension of whatever you believe in by this ray of sunshine. So you are made up of the essence of this sun, of this most beautiful, most radiant, most gorgeous sun. So that you are never off your ray of sunshine. You are that ray of sunshine. You aren't disconnected from that ray of sunshine. You are always going to be an extension of this ray of sunshine. So when you think about that, first of all, that puts you into a position to realize that you always have access to the knowing that comes from the sun, that broader perspective, that all-knowing wisdom. And since you are an extension of this, this is where we talk about, instead of looking outside of ourselves for information, we look within. And because we are an extension of this ray of this sun, we have that access to that wisdom at any given moment. And this is where I call our knowing. So, but here's where people get a little bit confused, is that they, maybe first of all, some people, you might not even know what it means to really trust your knowing, because you've always looked outside of yourself. You've looked to other people, kind of like I was talking about in the last episode, looking outside of yourself to other people's perspective, kind of trying to be making decisions through the lens of other people's vision. But you have to remember is that every person is on their own ray of sunshine. So they're going to have their own life experience. And so wherever someone else is at, that is their experience. That's their perspective based on what they've had happen in their life, what they've come to deem to be true, what they believe to be true, their values. And so you also have to remember is that wherever they're at on their ray of sunshine, they're going to give you that information based on wherever they're at in their day, in their life. So they may be way up at the sun when they give you information, but they also may be way down at the bottom of the ray of sunshine. As far away as that from that sun, that gap is huge and they're turned away. And so they may be giving you information from that place as well. So what the most beautiful thing is, and the most empowering, going back to episode one, talking about empowerment, true empowerment is about bringing that outside looking view, bringing it back into within yourself and cultivating the space within yourself to start developing a sense of awareness of the sound, the taste, the awareness, the perception of your own inner knowing, so that you can be better making decisions in your life from your own perspectives. Because we can't control what other people are doing. We can't control where anyone else is on their ray of sunshine. And so when we're looking outside of ourselves for affirmation, for clarification, for wisdom, like I said, we're going to get a person, if they're really close up to the sun, sure, then it's going to be the kind of vibration and the kind of energy and thoughts and feelings that may really resonate with us. And so that moment, it might feel really good. But then you might go back to that same person and say they're having a bad day. Say they've had a bad, you know, experience that doesn't feel good to them. So they are going to be further away from the sun. That gap's going to be widened. And now you're going to get trying to get information from them, perspectives, validation, affirmations. But then now they're going to give you something that may not feel as good. And it's going to feel confusing. So this is the paradigm shift, is how we can stop looking outside of ourselves, which is kind of what we've been trained to do, is to look outside of ourselves for affirmations and validation and other person, you know, wisdom of things that we perceive to be that we don't yet understand within our own selves. But this is the most empowering thing you can do, is to make the decision that you're going to start looking within and learning how to trust your own knowing. So how do you do that? Well, one thing that I will share, this was the biggest aha that I had about 6 years ago. Some of you may know, I decided to journey into dancing every single day for an entire year. And not only that, I recorded it on video and put them on YouTube to hold myself accountable. It was a time in my life where I felt like I was not feeling the greatest. I had just wasn't feeling 100% myself. I wasn't in that space of, I was really kind of looking outside of myself for affirmation. I was talking to everybody. I really just wanted to feel better emotionally, physically. I wanted clarity. I had issues going on that I wanted clarity. And so I was reaching out to everybody that I knew. And in this moment, my mentor at the time, George Carradini, wonderfully and beautifully said, you know, when you dance, that's how you raise your vibration. And what he meant by that is that when I dance, that is how my energy goes up. And we talk about closing the gap between me and what I call source energy or God, universe, whatever. I close the gap when I dance between me and that spiritual essence, that sun. It brings me up my ray of sunshine. And in that moment, when I'm at the top, when I'm at the sun, is when I have access to all the information. I have access to the wisdom from the sun. Because the wisdom that comes out of the sun, like I said, whatever you believe in, God, source energy, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, nature, whatever, goddess, there is information for every single moment flowing down our ray of sunshine. But if the gap is wide, then the problem becomes we can't hear it as easily. And therefore, then we start looking outside of ourselves because we're uncomfortable and we want to feel better. But if what we can do is to learn that the wisdom lies within you and is within you now, and that the goal becomes not to try to figure out, fix all that stuff in that moment, but actually look at closing that gap, then you have access to the information that what you're looking for. Because for every problem that comes into existence for you, comes with it the solution, multiple solutions. So you want to get into the space where your energy raises naturally, so that then you are have access to that wisdom, those solutions that are right there waiting for you. It's just that when you're way down your ray of sunshine, it's harder to see them. It's harder to be aware of them. It's harder to receive them, because it takes longer for, you know, God is in the universe and goddess is all rolling down the solutions to us at every given moment, guiding us every single way, giving us the best possible solutions, giving us the best possible outcome, the best people coming in, the best, you know, route to take. But if we're so far down, it may take days, weeks, years to really hear the with clarity, because there's so many things that are standing in the way. We've put beliefs in the way, limiting beliefs. I can't have this because. We make up all these excuses, which they feel very real, but we make these up and we put them on our path. So it's almost like we're creating a dam. And there's so many sticks that are in the way that it's like the information that's coming from our source is trying to get through, and it's seeping through, but then it might get kind of confusing. We then start to interpret it from a perspective of not being totally in alignment. So at that point that we are perceiving this information and receiving this information, if we're way down the ray of sunshine, we may be more in a state of fear or worry or doubt or anger or confusion. So it comes in, again, going back to the episode where I was talking about how we filter information and we create perspectives. It'll come into our awareness, but if we have all these limiting beliefs in our perspective, in our head, we're going to, then that filters through and we're going to take action from that limiting place. So we're only getting part of the message. So the goal is to shorten that gap, to close that gap between you and what you believe in your heart that you are an extension of. And again, how do you do that? So going back to my story of when I danced for, well, my intention was to dance every single day, 365 days a year, or 365 days to raise vibration. But it turned into the most beautiful and amazing journey, and difficult at times, because it was a challenge for me to show up every single day and to be feeling like I was on. And then I dealt with other situations where, you know, certain people would come into my awareness that didn't feel good. But it gave me an opportunity to grow and learn every single step of the way. I put into practice everything that I was learning from my first two coaching trainings. And the most recent one at that time was becoming a law of attraction coach. So it was really understanding, what energy am I putting out and what am I receiving? So in that time of dancing, I started to attract people in who wanted to dance with me. So I ended up creating 100-day dance challenges for people where I'd send out information every single day to have people dance with me. And it was all, the whole premise was helping people to raise their vibration, close that gap, get connected within, and start learning to trust their knowing so that they could really, truly feel the sense of empowerment in creating their life the way they wanted to be living and loving their life. Because isn't that the point, is to really, truly get into that space of being able to live and love more fully and move through what I call the compost with greater ease and get back on track more quickly. And so to take the lessons and learnings from that and not just try to stuff it all and push it away. So I had people dancing with me every single day around the world. I had 10,000 views every single month on YouTube. It was amazing. My videos went into every single country that had access to internet. And it was so humbling and so, at times, a little bit overwhelming, because I was trying to envision, how do I take this all in? Because it was so incredibly powerful to know that all these people were either watching or dancing with me. And there was people raising their vibration and learning how to trust themselves and trust their knowing again. And so this whole time that people were dancing with me, it was really the moment that I started to realize, this was the most aha taking away moment for me, is I started to really all of a sudden get this really clear sense of knowing. I was getting guidance that was like, just, it would come into my mind as if I was like, say, for instance, I'll give you an example. I'd be driving and I'd get go right, and I would go right, and then I'd get go left. I go left. I followed it. I learned to start following these nudges, and I would be led to the most amazing situations, the most amazing people. I did it one morning when I wanted to watch the sunrise at a new place. I had a feeling within me that it was almost as if I got this sense of awareness of where I might land that morning for the sunrise, but I didn't know that that's where I was going to go. It was like a fleeting moment. But then I started to get these like, go right, go left, go here, go straight. Nope, not this one, the next one. Okay. And then I found myself at the very place that I had a split second vision of, but I didn't even know how to get there. In fact, I didn't even know fully that it existed in the way that it did. And it was one of the most beautiful places down by the Minnesota River Valley. And I got to witness the most amazing sunrise. And I was perfectly led there. And I started to have these moments where I was literally aware of people. And maybe you've had this feeling before too, where all of a sudden you get a sense of somebody popping into your mind and then they call you. Or you start to see these coincidences or serendipitous moments, I should say, starting to happen. And the thing is that here's what I want to say about this too. This was happening to me an insane amount of times. Like I was getting this clarity like I'd never had before. It was amazing. It was unreal. And I was so excited and so thankful. And this doesn't mean that I was feeling 100% all the time, every day. I had a lot going on in my life at the time. But the wonderful thing about it is it gave me such a clarifying moment of the power that we have to connect within, and that the power that dance was to raise my vibration and to allow me to hear this inner knowing so that I could have access to the solutions to help me navigate the current problems, perceived problems, or compost. So the thing is too, is that when we are in that moment, when you're learning how to trust your knowing, the other piece of it is to realize is that sometimes during your day, every single day, we're either going to be way up close to the sun or we're going to be further down that ray of sunshine, depending on what we give our attention to, what we're focusing on. Because with the law of attraction, whatever you're giving your attention and your focus to, therefore you are also, your energy goes there. So you're actually getting into that space of, if you give it enough attention, now you're vibrating at that level. So this is where you start to realize the power that you have within you to focus. So whatever you give your attention to, long enough, you start to feel the vibration of what you're focusing on. And this is where we'll get into that more later. But right now, what I want to just share about that is that's why whatever, let's say there's something that shows up in your life, you have a result. And say it feels really good. This result feels amazing. And now let's say you have another thing that happens. You have another result that shows up and it does not feel good. This is the empowering part, is you can go back almost and kind of look at, where was I vibrating when I made those decisions? What was I feeling when I made the decision and therefore then I took action and I got this result that felt really good? Chances are that where you were at when you made that decision is that the gap was closed. So you were able to be right up at the sun. And so therefore you were up at the sun, you made a decision, you took an inspired action, and the result that showed up was even better than you possibly could imagine. And then you are experiencing the opposite, where you have a result that shows up that doesn't feel good and you feel disempowered. You feel like somebody else did something to you. Something got in your way. But I'm here to tell you, what got in your way was you. And what I mean by that is not a blaming. It's not blaming yourself, but it's also not blaming others. This is where the empowerment piece comes in. And I talk in episode 1, my very first episode on empowerment, is how to bring your power back within you by not blaming others, not blaming yourself, but understanding how you're feeling in any given moment. Because how you're feeling, again, then you are making decisions and then you're getting a specific outcome. And so it's an opportunity, not for judgment, because that's so often what we do, is we go back to the beginning and then we start judging ourselves and like, oh, I should have known better, blah, 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 all the shoulds, all the, you know, blame on other people, blah, 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 blah. Those are the stories. And I'm not negating anyone else's behavior. I'm not negating your own behavior. I'm just showing you another perspective in another paradigm shift to how you can get back on track more quickly and how you can start to understand the results that are showing up and understand how to trust your knowing. So when you are in a space that you want to start empowering yourself and you want to start being a what I call a deliberate co-creator. So you want to stop reacting to life or being a creator by default, so you're just reacting to whatever shows up. But you want to start creating, co-creating with the sun, whatever you believe in. Then this is the opportunity for you to start looking at, okay, so how do I start doing that? How do I start co-creating the life? Getting into that space where I'm closing the gap, where I can start to hear the messages from my inner knowing with greater ease and start living co-creatively, start intending your life, start being in that space where you're preparing your day as opposed to reacting in your day. And there are several ways. And the main thing is to start noticing how you feel. So for me, let's just say dance. Dance was a way that I was able to close that gap between me and my inner knowing very quickly. But there were some days where it didn't bring me up as close to the sun as I would hope. So the gap wasn't completely as closed. But that's where then it's like, okay, thinking in terms of no matter what you choose to do, is to think of it as coming from what feels inspiring to me to do today that will help me to close that gap. So that could be meditate. That could be doing yoga. Could be going for a walk in nature, watching a sunrise, sunset. It could be journaling. It could be prayer. Whatever it is for you that gives you the opportunity to close the gap. And for, this may sound kind of funny, but actually another thing you can do is clean. Or you can make something, paint, cook dinner, go shopping, call a friend. The main thing isn't what you do, it's how you feel while you're doing it. Because if you have resistance to it, it's like as if you are a bobber and I'm floating on the water and you're like, you know what, I'm going to do my morning practice and it's going to be yoga, it's going to be meditation, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But then if it doesn't feel, if it's not in the moment feeling like it is feeling less resistance, then in essence, it's like it's pushing that bobber underneath the water. So it's creating that bigger gap. You want to listen to just one thing at a time that feels like the path of least resistance, the thing that will allow your bobber to float just a little bit more. It might not flow all the way to the top, kind of like you might not take you all the way to the top by the ray or the sun, but just what's one thing that helps you to close that gap just a little bit more between you and your inner knowing. So I want to just leave it with this today. Because this is, I've given you a lot of information, I would advise you to maybe just let it land a little bit or go back, listen to it again, maybe do a little journaling about this afterwards or go for a walk, let it absorb, because this is such an incredibly powerful tool that you can use. And so just think in terms of what am I feeling inspired to do that will close that gap between me and my source energy? And just start there. Go from that place and let that next step be the place that guides you closer to that inner knowing. And then just start to listen and know, what's my next step that feels inspiring? And all it is life is just a series of steps. So just taking one step at a time. It's not like you're trying to jump from one end of the stick to the other, from the compost into joy. It's just one step at a time. And the more that you practice this, the more you're going to start to hear your inner knowing. You're going to start to be able to decipher what direction feels the best And we're going to talk more about these things as we go forward. But for today, thank you so, so very much for being here with me today. Sending so much love to you. If you have any questions, feel free to connect with me on Facebook at The Luminary Soul, or connect with me on Instagram, CassandraLyons_. And if you have any questions or thoughts, you know, I'm here for you, but this is your journey. Take time with it. Relax, bring it back to the breath. And just know that you have this most beautiful life that you are living, and that you are taking a step towards living the life that you love and that lights you up. So may you have a beautiful day. So much love to you. Thank you for being here. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.